Welcome back to hour number four. It's our fourth and final hour of the day, our 20th and final hour of the week, the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey off today, hoping he's going to be back with me on Monday morning. You'll hear the Pitt-Notre Dame game here on The Fan tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff. I'm pleased to be joined on the Holland Capitas Fan Hotline by my pal John McGonigal, who does such a great job covering Pitt for the Post-Gazette. John, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing great. Now, call me crazy, okay? A lot of people call me a lot worse than crazy. I kind of like Pitt in this game tomorrow. I know they're 10-point underdogs, John, but I've seen a little bit of Notre Dame, and they just don't impress me. I know their defense is pretty good. I don't think they can throw the ball very well, certainly not down the field. I kind of like Pitt. Are you going to call me crazy for saying that?
Not at all. Actually, earlier in the week, me and my colleague Craig Meyer, we were talking about this, and prior to the Kenny Pickett injury, we both said that we thought Pitt was going to beat Notre Dame. But, you know, and even as early as this week, Craig picked Pitt, and I picked Pitt on our Post-Gazette podcast. But going through and looking more at the stats, doing a deeper dive throughout the week, I definitely think Pitt can keep it close. I think they can win. But ultimately, I'm taking Notre Dame here to win. I do think Pitt covers that 9.5 or 10 or whatever it ends up being tomorrow. But I just like the way, Notre Dame, their defense, their third down defense is really good. Their red zone defense is among the best in the country, which is an area that Pitt is just not good at whatsoever. So I think it'll be close. I think it'll be low scoring, but I like Notre Dame.
John, what's up with the quarterbacks? They say Pickett is questionable. What are you hearing? Are you expecting Pickett or are you expecting Yellen?
I'm expecting Joey Yellen. The situation with Pickett, right, he wasn't able to travel to Miami because of the left ankle injury sustained at Boston College. And the reason why he didn't travel was because there was worry about him, picking up some swelling in the ankle for a couple of two-hour flights, and you're going to ahead and tell me that 7 days later he's going to play. I don't think he ends up suiting up. I think it'll end up be Yellen, especially with the off week coming up, and you have still four games after that. You go at Florida State, at Georgia Tech, home against Virginia Tech, and at Clemson. So in the interest of not rushing him back, or in the interest of really not, I don't know if he would even be able to play. I think it's going to be Yellen tomorrow.
Well, Narduzzi talked him up, liked what he saw from him last week against Miami. Is that just coaches talk, or did you like what you saw out of Yellen yourself?
I did like what I saw. I think a little bit is obviously coaches talk, but at the same time, Yellen had, six throws of 19 yards or more. He stayed in the pocket. He's not a runner, so he didn't scramble once at Miami, which – has been a pretty big part of Pitt's offense has been Kenny Pickett escaping the pocket and picking up 4 or 5 yards here and there, making third down more reasonable. But I like the way that Yellen was able to just kind of stay in there and hang tough, go through his progressions, hit some guys downfield. His throw on the 55-yard catch to Jordan Addison was a really nice throw. So I think there were definitely some good signs. I mean, he showed that, he's a quarterback Pitt can win with, and I think he showed – at least last weekend, he wasn't the problem. It was the same problems that have kind of plagued this Pitt team throughout the last year and a half. The penalties, the defensive lapses on big plays, and, the drops. I think those three things have kind of been what's holding Pitt back. And Yellen, it's not like he went out there and threw a few picks or anything. I mean, he took a couple of bad sacks, so I thought overall he played well.
We're talking to John McGonigal. The Post-Gazette does a really good job covering Pitt football. John, 3-0 start. I wasn't really overwhelmed by beating Austin Peay, struggling to beat Syracuse and then Louisville. But the three losses in a row, I mean, what is the mindset, do you think, of this team right now? They had such expectations coming in, and they're not going to meet those expectations. I'm not even sure they're going to have a winning record this year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the schedule, a winning record, I think, at this point is best-case scenario, which is definitely a disappointment for, Pat Narduzzi. It's a disappointment for the fan base. It's a disappointment for the guys who came back who, thought that this year could be special, could be different, and the guys like DeMar Hamlin and Paris Ford, Patrick Jones. This is not the year that they ever expected. Phil Campbell, who was a veteran linebacker, even said after the game that he's still, after the Miami game, that he's still shocked that they've lost three in a row. Like, this was an absolute stunner. So, some fans would say it's not, just considering the, you know, sometimes the games that Pitt have lost in the past. But to lose three straight, especially against NC State and Boston College, not what they expected. I think the rest of the season, you just kind of have to take it as a individually for a lot of these guys to just try and prove, like, you know, prove their NFL stock a bit, show that they can do it. And obviously they've got a national stage this weekend against number three Notre Dame. And if they're able to upset them, at least that's something, you know, hang your hat on for this season. If you can finish with a winning record and beat Notre Dame or somehow some way beat Clemson, I think that would constitute, I don't want to say a success, but not a complete failure.
Well, if they can beat Notre Dame and Clemson, I would tip my hat to them. I'm not sure they're going to beat Clemson under any circumstances, although I said that a few years ago, and they pulled off that upset. John, I guess the thing I'm most disappointed in is that defense. I mean, I saw North Carolina State two long touchdown drives at the end after Pitt went ahead twice. 31 points at Boston College. They gave up, everybody talks about the missed extra point. I thought the defense was bad. And then 31 points last week against Miami. I mean, I thought this was Narduzzi's defense. This was supposed to be his year with those guys, and they've been disappointing to me.
Yeah, they absolutely have. And look, they've given up 8 touchdown passes of 25 yards or more in the last 3 weeks. That shouldn't happen. Those lapses, those breakdowns, those coverage busts, shouldn't happen to a veteran defense. Now, I think the other thing that's disappointing and something that does need to be kind of taken into consideration are the injuries and the absences that, you know, obviously a lot of the hype around the defense really started back in January when, you know, after the Quick Lane Bowl, you know, Jalen Twyman comes back and Paris Ford comes back and then DeMar Hamlin gets that extra year. You know, this is a different defense than what everyone expected. It would be 4 or 5 months ago because Jalen Twyman's not there after opting out. Damari Mathis out for the season, and you have a bunch of other injuries. Keyshawn Camp will be back this weekend. That's a positive. But, you know, he's a starting defensive tackle that is a big part of their pass rush, their interior pass rush, and he was missing the last 2 weeks. And so the injuries have piled up. But, again, that is an excuse for the mental lapses that really shouldn't happen to a defense like this. And like you said, you know, giving up 30 points, 31 and 31, you know, that just can't happen.
John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette covers Pitt. John, I ask you this question probably each of the last 2 weeks. Narduzzi in his sixth season here, I wrote about this week in the Post-Gazette, compared his 6 years to Wonstadt's 6 years, and I'm not sure Wonstadt didn't have a better resume. You still don't feel Narduzzi's in any kind of trouble because of that extension he got 7 years through 2024? 6 years, man, it's been a long time, and I believe you give a coach 5 years. He's got six, and I'm not real impressed by what I've seen.
Yeah, especially in this day and age of college football. I mean, it feels like if coaches don't produce in 3 years, they get the axe. So, you know, he's had quite a bit of time here, but I don't see him getting the axe after the year if this thing totally bottoms out. I should say unless it totally bottoms out. I mean, if they don't win another game, then I think that would be on the table. I think that's just reasonable. But given the extension, given the whole pandemic finances situation, I find it hard to believe that, you know, assuming they win a couple more games here, that he would, you know, seriously be considered, you know, on the chopping block after the season. But again, and I think I've made this point before, I would look to 2021 and after that and see how Pitt does next season, because then you're looking at 7 seasons and, you know, after a disappointing 2020, and given all the circumstances, if they disappoint again in 2021, I think that's when you really have a look at it.
Well, what will be the biggest losses after this season? I know Pickett's gone, but, you know, maybe Yellen will be their answer. They lose a lot of guys on defense, I guess, which, you know, the way it's going may not be such a bad thing, but they do lose some key players, don't they, including the center Morrissey, right?
Yeah, well, obviously all the players have the option of coming back if they want to with the NCAA blanket waiver, but some of these older guys, especially the guys who came back who had real draft prospects, I don't expect them to be back. You know, I don't want to jump on the Yellen bandwagon too soon and say, you know, Pitt won't miss Kenny Pickett, because I think they will. But my in terms of the guys who I think they would miss the most, I would go with Patrick Jones and Rashad Weaver, because those two guys, and Patrick Jones going into last week was leading the country in sacks. Rashad Weaver is right there with them. And even though this defense has underwhelmed throughout the course of the season and from a big picture standpoint, that pass rush is still getting after the quarterback. And while that group is deep, it's hard to replace guys like that when Patrick Jones right now is, you know, some places have him as a first-round pick. So I think those two guys in Paris for it too, because it's just kind of hard to replace that, you know, those instincts in back end.
All right, John, there's been some great moments in Pitt-Notre Dame history, some really great Pitt wins. Maybe they can add to it tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow at the game. Look forward to it, and appreciate you taking time with me as always. Have a great day, John McGonigal.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Ron.